Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
It's not easy, and that's why we have to be plugged into the Lord so He can give us what we need to give out. Now, it's going to look different in different seasons. It's interesting in this group that I'm running right now because there's women who are empty nesters, and they're saying, for the first time, I'm able to, completely devote myself to being a wholehearted wife, that I've had all these other things pulling on my attention, and right now, I want to do everything I can to influence this marriage relationship, because this is probably our last season. We're older, we're empty nesters, and I want this to be the best season yet. And then we have these younger moms who are in the season of raising small kids and feeling exhausted and, on and on. I think the biggest thing that they're saying, the older women are saying to the younger women, they're saying, you know what? Give yourself grace, because there's so many things that I worried about, and these are the older women speaking, that really ultimately weren't important. And so I think a big thing with, being a younger mom is prioritizing, really looking at what are the non-negotiables, and, serving and building this marriage relationship, that's a non-negotiable. I was in a meeting today just thinking, I wish someone would have told me that earlier on in our married life, because it would have been so helpful. We always went on date nights, but really I think the being intentional during that season about, when your husband gets home, making sure at some point, either in the evening or maybe even before he goes to work, whatever works for you guys, is to, make sure you're having at least 20 minutes a day of deep, heartfelt conversation, at least of, checking in with each other. Where are you struggling? How can I be praying for you? And, because the average couple is spending about 4 minutes a day. So, just 16 more minutes, take it to 20 minutes a day. And that can change the whole level of satisfaction in your marriage relationship. So it's being intentional and being creative of how to do this. But just simply prioritizing your marriage is something that needs to stay put regardless of the season that you're in.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.